Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm so excited about this week because we're coming up on the last week of Adar, Adar 2. Remember, this was the second Adar. And this is a week where the Lord says he's tying up loose ends. It means that he's pulling together anything that has not yet been taken care of. There's relationships, there's financial issues, there is job issues, there's moving that's taking place. This is last week that God is cutting off some certain things, and he's making sure that any ends that are frayed are being made perfect before we step into the brand new Hebrew month of Nisan, which is going to start April 8th at sundown. And so this is a very, very important week because it is a week where we know that the new is coming. And so God is getting us ready for that. So it's kind of like the week of December 31st. And there's a couple of times on the Hebrew calendar each year that this happens. And so this is one of those times. And so God is getting us ready. He's preparing us for the month of Nisan. He's preparing us for something new. And he wants us to shut the doors on the old and step into the new. And so I want to read to you a scripture from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 21. It says that Jesus is saying that in the same day of the evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. And Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be unto you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. They knew it was him. Then said Jesus to them again, "Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send to you." So God is having us close things quickly. He's having us shut the door. And he's saying to us, "Peace be with you." So he wants us to be in that place of revelatory peace. He wants us to be in that place of knowing that he is in charge as the end of the year comes to a close. We've passed through the Gregorian calendar celebration of Resurrection Sunday. But as you all know, the real Resurrection Sunday does not take place until Passover, and Passover doesn't happen until Nisan 14, which starts around sundown on Monday, April 22nd, and goes until Tuesday, April 30th. So it's not happening till near the end of the month. So what we're doing here is we're saying, hallelujah, praise the Lord. This is a Christian calendar day that Constantine set up, but because of the leap year, the real Passover doesn't happen until April. So good news, you get to have two Resurrection Sundays. You just had one, and you get to have another one. So God's shifting things, and he's closing down things. And so I want you to pay attention to any of these loose ends that need to be tied up. Also, there's been intensive spirits of offense. There's been spirits of accusation. There's been lost relationships during this time. It's very important to the Lord. That the spirit of offense, that spirit of accusation, put that under the blood. Just as you celebrated Resurrection Sunday, remember, you died on the cross with Christ, you were buried with him, and you're resurrected in him. And this is a daily thing. You know, we celebrate the resurrection according to certain calendars, right? But the bottom line is every day is resurrection power. Every day is ascension power. And so we remember that Jesus died. He shed his blood, was buried. He resurrected to overcome sin, death, and the grave. That's what the resurrection is all about. It's the overcoming of sin, death, and the grave. So as God has prepared us at this time to step into the brand new month of Nisan, he's saying, listen, where you've been accused, where there's been a spirit of offense that's come against you, where these things have been too difficult for you, I, God, want you to know that that is covered under my blood, that I'm raising you up above the accusations that have been spoken against you. So forgive those. Forgive those that have accused you. If the relationship is lost at this point, let it go, let it lie. God will resurrect it in his due time, or it won't happen at all. But you need to keep on pressing. You need to keep on moving forward. And we're getting ready to move into that brand new Hebrew calendar year on the religious calendar. That's Nisan 1. Very, very special day, because on Nisan 1, the total solar eclipse is going to happen. It's going to be a longer one than has been in many, many years. And this is when the sun turns to darkness, from Joel chapter 2. Okay, the sun turns to darkness. Blood moons are lunar eclipse. All right, and we talk about those in Joel chapter 2, but in Joel chapter 2, it also talks about solar eclipses, when the sun turns to darkness. That's when we find, from a scientific perspective, that the moon passes between the sun and the earth. And so there will be total darkness for a period of time. It's going to be seen in North America, but in various places, but ultimately it can be seen. Partial solar eclipse are going to be able to be seen all throughout many places on the planet. But it's an amazing event, especially since it's happening in a leap year on the Gregorian calendar and leap year on the Hebrew calendar. That's why our calendars are messed up between the Resurrection Sunday is the Gregorian calendar, and then we have the Hebrew calendar not having Passover until the middle of the month. Remember, the kingdom is arising this year, and so the revelation of the eclipse is relative to the fact that God is speaking specifically to his church on the very first day of Nisan, that it is time to raise up. It is time to be who I've called you to be. It is not a warning of doomsday. However, all of creation will have to come into a revelatory understanding that the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. And what they're seeing is a revelatory a manifestation of God making a statement. And I believe that statement is that the kingdom of heaven is arising at this time. It's a calling forth of that kingdom from Joel chapter 2. Our sons and daughters will have dreams, they'll have visions, and they will prophesy. And we are the sons and daughters of the King called to prophesy. So we're in a very, very crucial time. And this year is a governmental year, as you guys know. And more than 64 nations will come to the polls and they will vote for their new leadership. Some have already done that this year already. And so this is a year where the sons and daughters of the King, you and me, the kingdom dwellers, need to raise up. So we're going to let our offenses go this week. We're going to let the things that caused us to get upset. We're going to tie up loose ends. New job opportunities are coming to you. New houses. You're getting ready to move. God is properly positioning you in so many ways, and he's setting you up for the future. The plan and the purpose that he has for you this year. It's a very, very important time. So I just want to give God all the glory. Let me pray for you. Remember, Jesus said, shut those doors. Then he showed his hands, right? He showed that he had indeed resurrected. So I think it's important to remember, he has indeed resurrected. And God has resurrected. He is doing something new. He is doing something great. And the power of sin, death, and the grave has been broken. So just lift up a shout of joy to him. If you haven't gotten a copy of my book yet, get a quick copy, because Nisan 1 is starting on April 8th at sundown. And you want to begin to read at the beginning of 365 prophetic revelations from the Hebrew calendar. Grab a copy, go to my website. Also join me for my Zoom class. The next one is Tuesday, April 16th at 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. Sign up to come and be a part of that. You can learn more about what God is doing this year, how to live in the ascension, and how to understand the Hebrew calendar. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for my friends today, Lord, and I thank you, Father, that we have celebrated the resurrection once. We will celebrate it twice in April. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Father. We set aside offenses. We shut those doors of the enemy in our life. We shut those doors of loose ends, questions, concerns, and we step into the brand new. We give you glory, honor, and praise, because your Son, Jesus Christ, makes this available to us every day. Let us remember that he says, peace be unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Go and bless somebody today. Give them a high five. Share this video with a friend because we're coming up on the month of Nisan on April 8th. Very, very important time and a total solar eclipse. All right. Be blessed and we'll see you next week.